She twirled her way to the top. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A Russian figure skater on thin ice over a doping controversy had a big day in Beijing in the short program.
As expected, Kamila Valieva is atop the standings. The 15-year-old Russian, whose favorite to win the gold medal was not perfect, but still registered the highest score Tuesday by nearly 2 points.
Fox's Jared Max. Valieva is allowed to compete despite a pre-Olympic failed drug test. If the 15-year-old wins after Thursday's free skate, there will be no medal ceremony. There wasn't one last week when Valieva led the Russian team to Olympic victory. Now, the other Russian drama, if it will invade Ukraine.
There are signs from Moscow that diplomacy should continue. This gives grounds for cautious optimism.
Yet NATO leader Jens Stoltenberg says he has not seen evidence of a Trump pullback from the border like Russia says it's doing. Breaking news out of Connecticut this morning, the families of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre in 2012 have settled their lawsuit against gunmaker Remington. The gunman that day murdered his mother, then went to that school, killed 20 young children and 6 adult staffers, then killed himself. Politics nearly turned deadly in Louisville, Kentucky. A candidate for mayor was shot at point-blank range by a man who came into campaign headquarters.
Craig Greenberg, a Democrat who's never run for elected office before, says he and his staff are shaken but safe. Police say one bullet grazed his sweater. After the shooting, staffers barricaded the door with tables and desks.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. Police say the gunman in custody is a candidate for the Metro Council, Quintez Brown, who's facing attempted murder and other charges. We got another inflation report this morning showing wholesale prices surged up 1% last month.
For the year ending in January, the increase is 9.7%.
Fox's Jenny Casola.
Manufacturers have been dealing with COVID Omicron outbreaks, higher transportation costs, and shortages of material and labor.
On Wall Street, stocks are surging. The Dow's up 455 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Witness testimony is expected to begin today in Georgia at the trial for 3 white men already convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. Greg and Travis McMichael and William Bryan are now on federal trial on hate crimes charges. Their defense attorneys say they made wrong assumptions, believing the black man jogging in their neighborhood was a robber, but insist they were not motivated by race. In New Mexico, a man accused of going on a mass stabbing spree, injuring 11 people over the weekend, faces numerous charges.
42-year-old Tobias Gutierrez is accused of stabbing 11 people with a large knife at multiple locations as he rode around on his bike in Albuquerque Sunday. He's now charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon for 2 of the attacks, with other charges pending. Court records show Gutierrez has a long criminal history with drug and burglary convictions. That is only violent arrest of aggravated battery and aggravated assault was dismissed by a judge in 2014. Records show Gutierrez was released from federal custody in 2020 on a gun charge. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
It isn't the must-watch kind of show it used to be. But 3 women hope they can change that for this year's Academy Awards.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences have chosen Regina Hall, Amy Schumer, and Wanda Sykes to host the 94th Annual Academy Awards on March 27th. Hall starred in Girls Trip and Black Monday. Schumer has a new show coming to Hulu, which is owned by ABC, titled Life and Beth. And Sykes has appeared on the network series Blackish. The women have a bit of an uphill battle on their hands as the show and is coming off its lowest rated telecast since it first hit the air in 1953. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Back to the Olympics. The U.S. still at 17 medals in third place in Beijing, 9 behind the leader Norway. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.